Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
All right, so Jeff has been doing off-air musician jokes. Let's give him a chance to do one on-air of his choice. One musician joke. One musician, to make it your best one, okay? You ready? Best? Got them all written down.
No.
What do you throw a drowning guitar player? His amp.
That's an inside joke, I guess, more than anything else. Okay. Drummer jokes are still the easiest and best, I don't think. My sister-in-law is visiting, and I'm wondering whether she should stay in the guest room or the storage shed. Jason Hurwitz. What'd you decide, Jeff? Let's find out what the decision was on that. I can see it either way, depending upon the, you know, sister-in-law. Oh, thanks for coming down here. It saves me the trouble. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How'd you figure that one out?
Which one?
What'd you decide on? Shed?
Oh, I asked her. It turns out she speaks English. It's good. She's from Vermont. I wasn't sure, you know. Sister-in-law's a little bit scary, so it's good. It's good.
Go sit down.
Okay.
Thought we had something there. I was wrong. Oh, that's all right. Speaks English.
Sister-in-law, though, just say that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you're off air now. Can't hear you now. Could have said that in the beginning. Ellen Chavez? Chavez? Yes? Chivas. Gee, I got the cheer right and the E wrong. Oh. Hurrah! My second visit, which I hope clears up something. You gave some wine and said, we'll meet at the hotel. I waited 3 hours. I waited 3 hours, and I have the... did I have the wrong spot? Anyway, the wine... I'm coming. Yes. I remember.
Where were you?
What hotel did you say?
I thought it was the Radisson.
The Radisson?
Damn.
I was at the Hilton.
Damn. But I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd never see you again, actually.
Well,
I came back after only several years.
But I came to celebrate my son's 59th birthday tomorrow.
This
will probably be it for me.
You want some more wine for him, I suppose.
Well,
I'm not meeting him at the Radisson.
Well, I don't
give him the wine.
You anymore. I don't like these no shows. I can't handle this. See, at my age, it's very depressing.
Mine too, actually. I'm sorry I missed you. You don't understand that, Ellen.
Well, because you do have that sexy voice. I listen every week.
When we turn the lights off, that's all you'd hear.
I'm with the lights on.
Okay, and your son is?
Jim.
Jim?
Jim, yes. Pretty good. How about you?
Okay. And I think in honor of his wife, what's a bit good about him?
Well, he takes good care of me. I had a herniated disc, and I had to go to this doctor, and I couldn't get there anymore. He trucked me over there, and he comes over and helps us. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
And he married the perfect daughter-in-law for me.
Oh, is her here? Taking the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's very good.
So he's worth the wine, is what you're saying?
Well, I don't think I'd give it to him. I'd keep it.
All right. How about Jim on his birthday? We give the wine to his mother.
I think that's a good idea.
That's all she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you going to be? Is what I want.
Well, I'm going home with him. Well, I don't. I'm not. No. He was a no-show. One time, and you're out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're
in front of the church group here. You gotta be careful.
These are the Jerusalem
Presbyterians.
I'm a congregationalist.
You're a congregationalist?
Yes.
Well, then you understand what's going on here. She's a Congregationalist,
and we
people.
We call ourselves the Congos. And I belong to I'm 83, and our church has started a new group. It's called the Isles. We don't give a hoot.
Give her the wine already. What do we got for wine, Sarah?
We have the Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée quality Wisconsin wines from the Wollishan Winery.
Yeah, how many bottles is it?
Why not two?
Yeah.
Or four.
Four bottles.
I did share them with them.
Yeah, that's fair then. Two for him, two for you.
No, I don't know if I'll get here again, but I'm so glad to see you again.
Just come every week and we won't have that problem.
Well, I'll have to set something up.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the casino the other day, and this man was getting very friendly. and my daughter-in-law said I should have stayed at that chair, but I thought, well, I'll look for something better.
Yeah.
But actually, he was the best. And by the time I went back, he was gone.
So your machine didn't pay off, but he did.
Well, my machine paid off, but he didn't.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Nice to have you back again.
Thank you very much.
Thank
she
you.
Just loves you.
Oh, she's quit now and go home. We do have 60-year-old newlyweds. That's kind of cool. Is that in the same group here? We got any of you 60-year-old newlyweds? All right, we got them. That's a good thing. There's hope then.
Yes.
This is very hopeful. I like that. Yes.
3 months so far.
You want to stand up? Give everybody the appearance of what 60-year-old newlyweds look like. And we have here
Sally Greenwood.
Don Myers.
And Don Myers. Did she take the name?
No.
Staying with the Greenwood?
She kept her own. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. And when did you get married?
In August.
In August, okay. And how's that working out so far?
The first few weeks have been great.
But it's been longer than that now.
The first few weeks have been great.
You know, the great thing about being in your 60s is you're not set in your ways.
There you have it.
Oh, no.
Not me, anyway.
No. Are you set in your ways?
Yes.
But you're adjusting to a man who's,
I am, and he's very easy.
He's adjusting to a woman who's,
That's right. Yeah. And you know the very best thing about this? As his eyesight fails, I get better looking.
There you have it. The secret. Thank you both.
Thank you.
It's almost your anniversary. How about some wine?
Oh, yes.
How about some wine? It's almost, yes.
Okay.
More wine.
More wine. Yeah. Again, these great two bottles, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée, quality Wisconsin wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
There you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Many more. Happy returns of the day. Get your seat there. Get you back in your seats. Enjoy the rest of the show. All right. Are we going to top this? I don't think so. Is it okay to check the score of the Badger game on your phone during the show? Yes. Okay. Adam, have you done that, Adam? Do you have a score update?
I did not. So my son checked it.
Okay. What do you got? What do we got so far? 14-0. Badger. All right. We are going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do here. Being a quiz show, a sense. What? You want to play it?
Yeah.
How old are you?
11.
11? You're too smart for this at 11. Let's try it, though. Yes, come on. Go either way. He's 11. That's unfair advantage. How are you? What's your name?
Nick.
Nick? Put her there, Nick. Nice to meet you. You from around here, Nick? Or?
Yeah, I'm from Madison.
You are? Where do you go to school?
Madison Country Day School.
Country Day? It's a good school, huh?
And yeah.
You're in sixth grade?
Yes.
Sixth grade? Tougher than fifth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not as tough as seventh grade, you anticipate?
I don't know.
Good answer, Nick. I like the way you think. You know, I always thought 11 years old is as smart as you ever get to be in life. By 12, you're going to be a little bit dumber. 13, down, down, down. By the time you're my age, you won't know nothing. You're as smart as you're going to be in your life right now.
So that means I'm going to win?
Be smart.
When you consider that nobody ever loses, how can you miss, Nick? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, come on up, Nick. Just walk right up those steps there, Nick. Or hop on stage if you want, because you're young. You can do that kind of thing. My shoelace always comes at the... Yes. Have a seat there, if you would. It was my best grade. It was downhill after that for me. It was a plane, like a declining plane, a ramp.
Or like a hill.
Yeah, like a hill. That'd be another way of saying it. Where's my pen? Did you take it?
Or a fish go cliff.
A fiscal cliff. Thank you very much. And what's your favorite subject in school?
Art.
Good man.
Wait, or lunch.
Art and lunch. And so, and you can eat while you paint. You know, so it's like combine your two passions. Yes. Wait, are you a painter? Are you a sculptor?
Both.
Really? What else do you do? Anything else? Art-wise?
I eat.
What are you working on currently as far as artwork goes?
I'm working on paper mache animals.
Paper mache animals, cool.
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of them? More than one?
No, I'm only doing one.
Oh, one, okay. And which animal did you choose?
The boar.
The boar.
I knew it was.
Sorry, Sarah. Sarah just had some bad boar last night.
I did have some bad boar.
And she says it wasn't the date, it was the actual the meat.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, sadly, it was. We can't really talk
bad
about
memories.
That.
Bad memories, no. That's not
can't talk about that too much. That sounds great, Nick. Any other classes that you like? Are you a math person, science person?
No.
No, just you're an artist. You're going to be an artist. Okay, that's cool. And you know how this quiz works, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, someone out there plays along with you, so you get a collaborationist. Oh, and how does that happen, Sarah?
Well, people who want to play are going to pick up the phone, dial 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NOW or 1-800-WACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
Okay, you've all heard of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, I'm sure. The question is, what was Heisenberg uncertain about? Okay, this is a very popular question, I can tell right away. And Heisenberg, what was he uncertain about in his famous uncertainty principle? Let's go to the phones right now, Mount Nebo, West Virginia. It's Whit. Hey, Whit.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you working outside now as we speak? Or?
No, I'm inside, actually.
You're inside?
Woodwork.
You're woodworking?
Yep.
What are you working on?
I'm running oak trim through my shop in the basement and putting it up upstairs.
You're running the trim all the way from the basement to upstairs?
Well, yeah, you got to run it through the machines to make it, and then bring it upstairs and nail it on.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the way I'd do it.
Yeah.
Wasn't there trim on there before?
Why are you doing it?
Huh?
I don't know. I would say that he had a different idea about the...
I think it's physics, the physics kind of thing.
E equals MC squared, he thought was wrong.
No, we all think it's wrong. It makes no sense. Why would one letter equal two others? Squared makes no sense. But
no, that makes great sense.
Okay, maybe
the
that does.
The theory of relativity.
You're saying Heisenberg
that
had
he disagreed with.
Is that true? I don't know. Maybe... No, I'm afraid I have my experts out here say that's not it, Whit. Sorry.
Not it, Whit?
Yeah, not it, Whit.
All right, Mike.
Back to your trim. We'll talk again, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
Okay, bye. Let's try. Max is on the line from Winneconne.
Winneconne.
That's what I said. I have an accent. Never yell at people for having an accent, Max. How are you?
I don't have one.
You know Heisenberg?
Yeah.
What's his uncertainty about?
That you couldn't know a particle's speed and location at the same time.
Oh, God, you're smart, Max. Yes, that's exactly right. Are you a physicist or something, or just a smart guy? You're a chemist?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
That would be why.
Yeah, well, what are the odds on that? Max, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Max.
Okay, that's a start. Nick is in sixth grade at a very good school, and he's an artist.
Great.
Okay. And are you working as a chemist, Max?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's really good.
Good. Excellent. So, like a job thing, would you recommend becoming a chemist to you?
Absolutely.
Young person like Nick, if the art thing doesn't work out? Chemistry.
Definitely.
He shrugged. Okay. All right, two of you are a team, Max and Nick. And what are those categories here?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Max, you pick the first one. What would you like?
I'll go with science.
Science it is. Explain as briefly as you can the traveling salesman problem as it relates to bumblebees. famous traveling salesman problem as it relates to bumblebees. Okay, let's take a different one.
I got it.
Huh? You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, Max got it. Okay, never mind. I forgot how smart you were, Max.
So he can visit all the flowers in the shortest distance without hitting one twice.
God, you are really too smart for this show. I'm not even kidding this time. That's right. It's the shortest route. Traveling salesman problem. Wow.
I should have let Nick get that one.
Oh, do you agree, Nick? Why do you have to agree?
Sure.
Okay. Good man. So that would be...
one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Nick?
I'll choose things you should have learned in school because I'm in school.
Good point. Which can't humans smell? Is it fear, disgust, or popularity?
Fear.
Disgust or popularity?
Or disgust.
Or popularity. Max, you want to get on it?
Yeah, popularity.
Now, he's saying that you can't smell popularity. Do you find that in the sixth grade? Can you smell someone who's popular?
Yes.
Well, maybe something that we lose over the years. You know, we 11, we can still smell popularity. Max, you guys got to work this out. Oh, you can do this now. So you're saying
the one I say popularity.
He says popularity, and
well,
you say
he's really smart, so I'll go with him.
Always, that's a very smart thing to do. Yes, popularity is the one, that, except for Nick. He can smell it. But you can smell fear and disgust. We know that to be the case.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left?
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
All right, Max?
Places.
Places, could be anywhere. Let's see, yes it is. If, while in Argentina, you are given a wave of the hand, and a chupa medias, are you being greeted as one of the following? A rubberneck? Or is it a local pastry similar to a tart? Or are you being called a sock sucker?
Well, I think
chupa medias.
Chupacabra is a goat sucker, so.
Oh.
Oh.
So a chupa sucker.
So you're saying a sock sucker would be a similar vein.
Yeah. Nick, do you take Spanish?
Sometimes.
You should go more often, really. So you would agree that it's a sock sucker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sock sucker. It's a sock sucker. Whoa. I've never heard that in this neck of the woods. Pretty bad, I guess it would be. And well,
that's three right, Michael.
I know, so they've won.
They have, yeah.
So what's the deal here then, Sarah?
Well, you could go for one more and see if you can win the mother load.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you risk losing all the other great prizes you've...
Everything that you've amassed so far.
That's right.
Well, you want to talk it over, Max?
Sure, what do you want to do, Nick?
Nick?
Let's go for it!
All right.
We're going for it! All right. This is it, all or nothing. What's left, then?
We have current events, people, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Odds Nick? And ends.
Odds and ends. All right. Okay, here we go. Can a bear learn a hunter by sight?
What?
Okay, never mind. Ritalin.
Friend or enemy?
Good idea or bad before hitting the casino? No, okay, all right. I don't know where these came from. I'm going to fire my person, really. Pimples. No, we already did that one. No, I can't do that one. Here, wait a second. Okay. What did you say? What did you want again?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. Well, that's what I'm looking at. Really odds and ends. All right. Are you more likely to discuss politics with family or strangers? Talk it over now, Max, Nick. Politics.
What do you think, Nick?
I don't usually talk about it with my family, so strangers.
Yeah, do you talk about it with strangers?
I don't know.
Don't they warn you about that? School? Do not talk with strangers. about politics. That is all. Max?
We have a rule in my family not to talk about politics or weight.
Okay. Our family matters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying strangers?
Yes.
Strangers? Max?
Sure.
Strangers is right, yes. 16% to 12%. Congratulations, you've won all we have. And what have they won, Sarah Nick?
Nick, you'll quickly whisk away crumbs, pollen, and dust from your favorite perch with a rocking chair porch duster from the Screaming Porch Gift Company in Bay St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, rather Mississippi. Then enjoy the musical majesty that has entertained since Emperor Maximilian I with a pair of tickets to the Vienna Boys Choir from St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Middleton, Wisconsin. Then bask in the afterglow of Halloween with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Chaos Bleeds, written by Christopher Golden, Tom Snegowski, and Cliff Richards from Dark Horse Comics. Look back at A Midsummer Night's Dream wearing a purple t-shirt from the Nebraska Shakespeare Company, and keep hope alive playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including two contestants, questions, cards, and a boisterous audience, along with the classic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Max, you've won the official coin of the What Do You Know realm, the exclusively minted faux sterling silver jubilee anniversary quarter designed by Nora Feldman and featuring the properly bewigged M. Washington Feldman, along with the abiding motto, E. Pluribus Unum. Then discover where real Americans get together with Ray Oldenburg's The Great Good Places, cafes, coffee shops, bookstores, bars, hair salons, and other hangouts at the heart of a community from Marlowe & Company. Stop the whining with a bottle of the once-a-day Suck It Up OTC, the attitude adjuster from Cry Me a River Pharmacy Company. Get some new undies with a $25 gift card from Jockey International, and bask in pathetic pastoral moonlight listening to the CD What Do You Know About Beethoven with heroic liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
Nice job, Nick.
Thank you.
Put on your resume. You're a great job, Nick. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're very smart. But you've been told that before. Hang on, we'll make sure you get all that stuff. Thanks for playing.